For several moments, she ran behind the calf. Then, unable to keep pace, she suddenly fell forward, and the calf dragged her across the field. For a moment, Paul thought she would release the rope and let the calf run free, but for some reason, she was unable to release the rope. "Holy Christ," he thought, "she could be killed." Quickly, he laid aside the sandwich and rushed toward the woman and the calf. Moments later, he slipped through the barbed wire fence and raced across the pasture. Instinctively, he ran in front of the calf and, as it passed, he grabbed the rope and, with all his might, gave it a sudden jerk. Instantly, the calf tumbled to the ground. Seconds later, he was standing over the woman. He could see the rope was twisted around her wrist.
"Are you okay?"
he asked. She didn't answer at first. She was trying to regain her breath.
"Oh, God, I think so," she said. "I didn't realize how strong that calf was."
"Can I help you up?"
he asked, offering his hand.
"No, I'm okay," she said. "I just need to catch my breath."
After several more deep breaths, she stood up. There were lacerations on her face and arms, and one deep cut on her right shoulder.
"That's a nasty cut," he said.
She glanced at the cut, then rubbed it with her hand, the fresh blood smearing across her upper arm.
"Here," he said, producing a handkerchief. "Use this."
She took the handkerchief and wiped away the blood.
"Hold it on the cut," he said. "It will stop the bleeding."
She did as he instructed.
"I'll put some iodine and a bandage on it when I get back to the house," she said.
"Are you okay now?"
he asked.
"I'll be fine," she said. "Would you mind getting the rope off the calf?"
"Sure," he said.
Paul walked across the pasture to the calf, now grazing leisurely in the fresh spring grass along the fence line. The calf flinched momentarily at his approach, but once he grabbed the rope, he used it to pull the animal to him, then carefully unlooped it from around its neck.
"Thanks for helping me," she said as he handed her the rope.
"You're welcome," he said. "You helped me the other day, remember?"
"I remember," she said. "What's your name?"
"Paul," he said.
"Paul," she said. "That was my father's name."
There was an uneasy silence. She looked away.
"Okay, Paul," she said finally. "I've got to get back. Thanks again."
"You're welcome," he said.
She turned and started back to the farmhouse, the curled rope dangling from her right hand and her left hand holding the handkerchief to the shoulder cut.
"Hey," he called.
She turned.
"What's your name?"
"Cassie," she said.
"Pleased to meet you, Cassie," he said.
She smiled. His eyes followed her as she made her way across the pasture, unlocked the gate, and started to the farmhouse. As she mounted the steps on the back porch, he wondered what she would look like, naked. Late that night, after Timmy was asleep and she had her bath, Cassie turned to her notebook.
April 24th, 1961. "Today, one of the men who was building the new road saved me from a runaway calf. He might have just saved my life because I was no match for that calf. The man who came to my rescue was called Paul, like my father. He is a handsome man, tall, with pleasant features. He speaks well and carries himself like a man. His brown eyes light up like a little boy's when you ask him a question. I wonder if he's married. He's not wearing a ring, or ever been married. I could never let Austin know that I was having these kind of thoughts toward another man. I must remember to keep my notebook in a safe place."